great hour number two of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Bernier and Steve Serta, who believes he's error-free today so far, but he's not, is in the building producing this bad boy. D. Ford is the best pass rusher that I've seen with the Chiefs since Derek Thomas. And I'll let you chew on that for a second. I'll say it a little bit louder with a little
chest. Good.
You know, D. Ford, 5'5", is the best pass rusher that I've seen since Derek Thomas. And that includes Tamba Ali. That includes 50. That includes 69. That includes 90, and I love 90. He is the best pass rusher that I've seen most since Derek Thomas, when healthy. When healthy, D. Ford is the best pass rusher I've seen since Derek Thomas. I was sitting there watching that game, and I think he's more, and I know that Justin Houston had a 22-sack season. And even if you listen to people who break down film and stuff, and they tell you, like, hey, D. Ford got one sack in the game Sunday. He was what? We discussed this clearly the best player on the field. Clearly impacted how many. He seemed to have a hand in almost all five of the sacks that Josh Rosen. The only one I remember he didn't was the blitz by Ron Parker. He's leading in pressures, which is as important as sacks. When healthy, him coming off the edge, I haven't seen anyone that dominant since Derek Thomas. As I said, I understand Justin Houston had a 22-sack season, but it doesn't come as easy.
And Tamba had like 90 sacks in his career.
It doesn't come as easy to them as it does for D. Ford. And now that he's understand how to use his body with that speed and ulterior moves, like it is, he is that's the closest thing to it. Now, he's not better than Derek, obviously, but when he's healthy, and he hasn't been healthy, you've shown it, man. They're two times, man.
And you're talking about this season.
I'm talking about the last 3 years, like since when he's been healthy, like he's proven even.
Isn't this the best?
Best we've seen him. But even 2 years ago when he had a double-digit sack season, you remember Justin Houston was injured. He's missed four games this year, four and a half. He's been dominant even without having anyone on the other side. He has been getting pressure and getting to the quarterback in those two seasons with Frank Zombo. Breland Speaks on the other side. If you just, and I'm not talking about the total player. I don't think he's as good as a total player as Justin Houston was in his prime. Justin Houston may be the best run-stopping outside linebacker in the last decade. He's not good against the run, no. But I'm talking about strictly third down. If I had to say to myself, third down in the last, I'm 34 years, and I had to have two guys coming off the edge on third down, in the last 34 years of the Chiefs, it would be Derek off the right side, and it would be D. Ford off the left. Ahead of Justin Houston, some may disagree, just specifically pass rushing. Like, I think he's been, even in a 22-sack season, I think that he has shown more dominance and ability to get pressure on the quarterback than Justin Houston.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. From the 913, Jared Allen was healthy, dynamic, and reliable from 07 to 2011. From the 660, show your nuts. The Cardinals' offensive line's one of the worst in the league. Where was D. Ford against the Pats with no one on the other side?
D. Ford got pressure in the third quarter. If you remember the third quarter of the game, D. Ford got a ton of pressure, and then they start having to help that person. And then they start throwing the ball quick. Go back and watch the second half of the Pats game. It wasn't just the Cardinals game, D. Ford, is it? D. Ford isn't leading the league by a mile in pressures just because of the Cardinals game. D. Ford absolutely ruined the Denver game. Ruined it. I'm just saying, man, off the edge, Jared Allen was really, really good. Jared Allen's a borderline Hall of Famer. It does not come as easy to Jared Allen as rushing the passer as it does for D. Ford.
To a few people on the text line, this is solely Chiefs. We are not talking about, I would hope, that show is not talking about the entire NFL. He's talking Chiefs.
The Chiefs, the best pure pass rusher that I've seen since Derek.
Yeah, a lot of people have taken issue with the sample size in which you're willing to say this with. The fact that it's been 10 games of seeing this dominant D-Ford.
Well, it's not just 10 games. I think it's the last 3 years. I think also from 2015, and then last year he was injured. And I'm saying, as I said, when healthy. When healthy. Coming off like this, when you go watch D-Ford when healthy, to me that's better than what Jared Allen has done. Jared Allen's longevity, yes.
Right.
Right now, you put Jared Allen in his prime off the edge, and you put D-Ford in his prime right now off the edge, D. Ford is a better pass rusher.
Well, the speed's the difference, obviously.
The speed, yes. The speed is it, but that was the thing with Derek. The speed was just ridiculous. D. Ford looks like he's offsides almost every play. It's coming off the edge, the speed is a big... Now, Jared Allen overall is a better player because he's better against the run than D. Ford. But I'm talking about pure pass rush. Neal overall was a better player. But coming off the edge, Neal's not coming off the edge like that. Tomba wasn't coming off the edge like that. And those guys were good. Like Justin Houston, even when Justin Houston was healthy, wasn't that explosive.
Protein House Heat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from the 816. Serta says in his update that the Chiefs and Rams game might be postponed and then doesn't explain. Show you can count that as another mistake.
I'll give him a pass on that.
Hey, tonight, 6 o'clock, Arrowhead Pride Radio is back. This and every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, the great Pete Sweeney alongside Sean Barber talking Chiefs for a full hour right here on your football station, 610 Sports Radio.
I really feel good. You know I like to help people. You know, and as much as we have fun and as much as this persona you try to...
I told someone last night at the Therese Paylor show, because they were going on about how nice you were. And I was like, I told you, you'll always be surprised that show's nicer than you think and I'm meaner than you think. Because people think I'm the nicest guy and you're the meanest, but it's quite the opposite, actually, in person.
I felt really good yesterday, and then you tried to tell me that I got hustled.
Oh, there's no question you got hustled.
And even if I did get hustled, I don't care.
I felt the emotion in his eyes. Yeah, so yesterday.
I felt the emotion in his eyes.
Show had a few extra tickets to the WWE event. What do you call those? Wrestling
Monday,
matches?
Monday Night Raw, man. Shut up. You know what that's called.
Plays.
Right ahead of the Survivor
Series. Whatever they had yesterday or last night at Sprint Center. And right, you gave some to a friend, correct? But you had some left over. And after Show gives some of the tickets away to a buddy, he has like two left, and he's just kind of waving them, fanning himself with them.
That's not really true. You're really going over the top. I was just holding them.
Right, but I mean, you didn't stand still.
I wasn't fanning them.
And this listener comes over. Listener comes right over to Ron, recognizes his voice. Hey, man, Show, I'm a big fan. Love your show, blah, blah, blah.
He talked to both of us.
No, he didn't. He only talked to you because I'm not trying to meet anyone. If they don't want to meet me, that's cool. Hey, so he shakes your hand, is going on about what a big fan he is of yours. All the while, in your left hand, you're holding these tickets. So a few minutes goes by and Show sits down at the bar to have something to eat. And that same gentleman comes up and says, hey, so I was listening to the show today, and you're going to Raw tonight? Oh, man. I would do anything to go to the show.
And Daddy's about helping all his kids. I love all of you.
So Ron leans back in his chair and says, well, my man, today's your lucky day.
Special day here, buddy. I didn't say that.
Stands up out of the seat, goes over to his backpack, grabs the two tickets, and gives them to this gentleman. All the while, this guy is going, oh, my gosh, this is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
And he came back and said it. The emotion in his face. I don't even care if I got hustled. But I want him to have a good time.
When you were
in my mind, I imagine he took his little boy to go see, you know, wrestling. And I'm happy that I could help.
When you were walking over,
I'm about making people happy,
to your backpack to get the tickets, he was going on about how this was the nicest thing. This is the nicest thing anyone's ever done. I paid him no mind because I knew it was a scam. You got worked over.
He tried to give me money.
He said,
I didn't accept it.
Let me further explain this.
At least he put his hand in his pocket.
He showed up to hear the Therese Paylor show. Oh, I'm hanging out for the next hour. As soon as he got those tickets, what happened?
Well, he had to go.
He said, hey, man, I got to get out of here.
He had to get ready for the show. He had to go pick up
his... He was dressed fine.
No, he was not, Vernon. You know it. He was not dressed to wear.
To watch some wrestling?
Yes.
He wasn't dressed nice enough? What are you kidding me?
Why did you just go in a southern accent?
Because what do you mean? He has to dress up to watch wrestling?
No, don't go over the fact that you just went into Django. Why did you just go into Django?
Because you're trying to act. I don't know if it's Django.
You're trying to act like what? No, there was no reason for you to go in to say wrestling. What are you talking about? Rat? There was no reason for that.
You needed to dress up to go watch damn wrestling.
He was in his work clothes, Vern.
It's fine. It's wrestling.
And his work clothes, was it a suit or a polo? He looks like he
works. You got to wear a suit or a polo?
No, I'm saying to you, he was dressed like he works in hard labor. You're really making you're really making yourself look like an ass right now.
The way you're trying to fight off the ropes right now because you know you got worked over and bamboozled by this gentleman.
I'm not trying to work off the ropes. I don't know why you went. Why you went Django, but it's not. Even if I got hustled, I believe I helped that young man and made his day. That's fine.
As a friend, I'm going to have to ask you to stop with the Django. There's a lot of negative connotations that I'm talking about.
I just don't know why you said it.
Because it's country.
I feel like that was kind of a slip up, you letting that out, that's your impression of wrestling fans.
No, that's what I mean.
It seems like it is. It seems like what you thought. You took wrestling and turned it into...
When I think of wrestling, I don't think of business suits.
I know that. I don't think
a suit and tie.
His uniform, what he was wearing, his work clothes, wasn't just comfortable. His work clothes.
You could wear
like
a t-shirt and jeans to
like
watch a bunch of idiots wrestling.
He didn't have on t-shirt and jeans. He had a shirt that had his name on it. You remember? Do you remember? You probably don't remember the conversation, because I remember his job.
Oh, I do too, because he lost the job of Fanning's house.
So what's his job?
Like mudjacking or something?
Do you
like
think maybe he wanted to get a little bit more damn comfortable from mudjacking all day?
Was he covered in mud?
He was.
It is strange you went Django.
It really is.
Protein.
No, I'm talking about show. It's weird that that's where you took it, because that's not where I took it when Vern did that.
When he did that voice, it sounded like Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's what you think of a southern accent?
That's what it sounds.
The slave master from Django?
That's the southern accent you gave. That's what it felt like to me. I don't know why you went Django. It's a good movie, though.